I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Bank. You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 28 degrees, snowing in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, hundreds of parents made their way to Granger Elementary School early today after a teacher thought they heard gunshots inside. It was actually just a science experiment in another classroom, but still, it scared a lot of parents today.
Parents lined up outside the elementary school in the wind and snow to pick up their children. Some were hugging and comforting others who were crying. Police also were asking if people were okay and telling them that there was no danger. Ali Amon says that was good to hear, but he was still taking his son home.
My son called me from someone's cell phone, and he starts screaming that we are in a bus. And I'm okay.
The school district says they would much rather a teacher do just what they did and call police if they think something is wrong. But to make things more complicated, some parents were told to pick up their kids at one spot and then another, and that made them more desperate to get their kids and go home. Reporting on the scene in West Valley, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanksgiving break has ended on the campus of the University of Idaho, and students are returning with questions. Questions about the quadruple murder just off campus 2 weeks ago.
The University of Idaho campus is quiet. The school telling its students they can learn remotely until police catch a suspect in the murders. Some students, like Jason DeVolt, have decided to return, though, from Thanksgiving break.
You know, I feel safe, and I did the whole online school thing during COVID, and it did not work out. So I just, you know, came back up here to get the in-person education.
Police in Moscow tell us they're now responding to an influx of 911 calls from worried people for things like checks on loved ones, showing the fear in the community. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 6:32. This steady stream of snow is falling on Utah's highways. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce is out in the storm. She's at 6200 South on Bangor with the latest. Becky, what are you seeing?
What I am seeing is a lot of people going way too fast for the conditions, Jeff. There's a nice, slick layer of wet stuff underneath the snowpack out here. And that's true whether you're on Bangor, whether you're on I-215, or whether you're on the surface streets. I don't think any of us really should be going any faster than about 30 miles an hour max. The conditions are pretty rough, and the snow is coming down hard. It's about 2 to 3 inches already here in the West Jordan Taylorsville end of the valley. It took me about an hour to get from downtown to where I am right now. That's normally a half an hour drive just, you know, door to door from downtown to my house, which is in South Jordan. So if you can imagine, it's probably roughly double your commute, maybe double your commute and change, depending on where you're headed. Right now, we're looking at lake effect bands that are coming down pretty hard. That's part of what's making it slick. But you have to keep in mind, it was really warm earlier. We got up to 45 degrees before the storm arrived, and the temperature started dropping. So what fell first was rain, which means the ground is wet. And then we've got the slick stuff on top. The good news is I have seen all kinds of plows out here. UDOT's on Bangor and on the surface streets. I've seen West Jordan. I've seen Salt Lake County all out doing their best to make sure things are safe so that you can get home safely. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
And the temperatures are all below freezing along the Wasatch Front in Provo at 31, Ogden 29, 28 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 6:34. Firefighters say things turned out better than expected for a pilot who crashed his plane into the mountains. The pilot crashed in a remote part of Weber County and then had to walk 2 hours to get cell service and call for help.
The aircraft is pretty whole, and he really took out only a couple of trees and walked away and then hiked all that distance, which is crazy.
Mountain Green Fire's Brian Brendel says this happened yesterday afternoon. They were able to find the pilot on an ATV trail a few hours after the crash. Fewer people died on Utah's roads over Thanksgiving weekend. UHP says last year there were 4 fatalities statewide. This year there was 1. DUIs were also down by 12%. Former Michigan school board officials say last year's deadly school shooting could have been prevented. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, former treasurer Corey Bailey says there was a black and white policy to prevent the school shooting that killed 4 students and wounded 7 others. Bailey says it was missed.
And it clearly defines every step of the way from identifying to preventing a threat.
Bailey says the policy highlights certain markers such as violent writings, drawings, and teacher complaints. Markers, he says, were not acted upon in suspect Ethan Crumbly's case. A white supremacist will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing 10 black shoppers and workers in a Buffalo grocery store in May. 19-year-old Peyton Gendron pled guilty today to murder is a hate crime, and hate-motivated domestic terrorism charges. Garnell Whitfield watched the court proceedings. His mother was shot and killed in the supermarket.
He had no emotion. He had no regret. He had no remorse.
Gendron targeted the supermarket because it was one of the most predominantly black neighborhoods. The Biden administration says the U.S. is working with its European allies to repair Ukraine's power grid after weeks of Russian missile strikes. The constant attacks on civilian targets has plunged much of the country into the dark as the temperatures plummet. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says what Russian President Vladimir Putin is doing is despicable.
We take a look at what he's hitting. It's almost all civilian infrastructure.
Kirby says access to clean water is also becoming a big problem. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.